You follow the procession at the rear, carried by the human tide toward the last pier. The music and chants resonate before you, but from your distant position you can hear almost nothing of what is happening at the head of the procession. Only the raging wind and the roaring of the sea reach your ears clearly, covering the distant incantations. Suddenly the crowd seems to relax all at once, as if freed from an invisible tension. In a single movement they turn toward you and part respectfully, making way for the master of ceremonies, who is surrounded by amphibious creatures with bulging eyes emerging from the waves. Panic-stricken, you decide to flee back up Water Street toward the town, but after a few dozen metres, headlights switch on abruptly, blinding you. A vehicle blocks your path and two figures get out, Sheriff Martin and his deputy Birch, their deformed features glistening in the light. Armed shadows then emerge from the abandoned warehouses, surrounding you with bladed weapons and revolvers. You're trapped. The Master of Ceremonies approaches slowly, his terrifying smile widening.
"It is so kind of you to bring back what belongs to us. The great Dagon will never forget your generosity."